Glasgow station.
This is the Business Breakfast on Dubai i103.8
with Richard Dean, Brandy Scott and Tom Urquhart.
Focusing on the automotive industry now, pleasure to welcome into the Dubai i studio Torsten Lips, who's a partner with the global consultancy Alex Partners, specifically Barrels by Alex Partners. Torsten, good morning.
Thanks. Good morning, Richard.
Good to have you with us, because new research from Alex Partners says that the Middle East and Russia have emerged as pivotal markets for Chinese automobiles. In particular, of the 6.5 or so million vehicles that Chinese companies sold last year, more than a third came to Russia and the Middle East, punching very much above our weight in the global automotive market. What's the story behind that number?
I think part of the story, Richard, actually is that the government here in the UAE has a very ambitious plan of driving EV adoption in the region. So just to give a couple of numbers, up until 2030, 10% of all cars in the region should be electric. And that's then accumulating up to the net zero target in 2050 that should be achieved, where 50% of the cars should actually be electric. So big targets.
And China has obviously expertise in this with the likes of BYD and others. But if I look at the roads of the UAE, we see a lot of Chinese cars on the roads. Most of them are either internal combustion engine or hybrids at the moment. Is that correct?
So at the moment, we have approximately 7% of cars being electric or hybrid. So that's the actual figure. So when you look at the 10% that is the target for 2030, you know that we have some way to go still, but we're on a good way.
But in terms of the Chinese cars that are being sold and driven around the streets of Dubai at the moment, and there are many of them, my hunch is that most of them are still either internal combustion engine or hybrid. They've all got, most of them have got an internal combustion engine in them. How accurate is that?
I think that Chinese heritage is internal combustion engine, yes, but they are driving electric vehicles a lot. So we actually see that, for example, there was a recent cooperation between AlphaTime and BYD to push electric vehicles in the region. And we see a lot of other brands popping up. There's one example of a Chinese brand called Jetour that just came to the market last year and now has a market share of already 3%. So you can see that also things are moving fast into the direction of electric vehicles.
A third, just over a third of all Chinese vehicles came to the Middle East and Russia. That's an anomaly for the global auto market. How important are tariffs and sanctions in that?
I think, well, I mean, to drive the change from internal combustion engine to electric vehicles, it requires low barriers. So I think the government has to set conditions, frame conditions, that make it attractive for people to change to these cars. So that also means we have to find incentives, like we see that in other countries in the world where the EV adoption is already high. So, for example, low value-added tax, low tariffs, low cost on electricity and the like, so to make it easy for people to change over from traditional engines to the electric vehicle.
But that's harder here in the UAE, isn't it, where we don't have high taxes on vehicles.
Right.
I drive an electric vehicle, but those kind of incentives that are so important in a market like the United States for Tesla don't really exist here, because there isn't the tax to offset here to that extent.
Right. But you have other things that you can do. So, for example, when you look at the cost of electricity to compare to the cost of fuel in the regions, both costs are equal, more or less, at the moment. In countries like Norway, where we have 85% of cars being electric, the cost for electricity is a third of the cost of fuel. So that's probably a direction that we could go to foster as one example.
If we look at the bracket of cars that Chinese manufacturers are selling, we tend to think of them as being traditionally more affordable cars, although they are moving up the value chain, not the value chain, but they are moving up in terms of prestige and ticket price. What's the sweet spot for the price of an EV in the UAE at the moment?
I mean, definitely the price of Chinese EV cars is much lower compared to European cars, while on the other hand side, from a technology perspective, they are really advanced. So they provide a lot of features, they provide a lot of latest technology, for example, around autonomous driving and the like. And you can get a very decent Chinese car, like a 7-seater, for around $45,000 US dollars, which just can give you an indication of where the price point sits. And I think that's very attractive.
And that would be significantly more than a comparable car from a European or maybe Japanese or American manufacturer.
It would be less.
It would be significantly less.
Significantly less compared to European or American cars, yes.
Do the Chinese manufacturers, though, have the infrastructure to support that with servicing, with after-sales service? What have we seen in terms of the resale value of Chinese cars? Because that will become important.
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think all of these things are currently being built up. I just mentioned the cooperation that BYD just announced, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, in the region. So that includes, of course, also servicing so that the cars can be repaired and maintained. This is in development to be further accelerated.
How are the Europeans reacting for this? I was looking at your LinkedIn profile. You've spent a lot of time living and working in Dusseldorf, the heart of the German auto industry, the home of Mercedes-Benz and others. How do they feel about this? How are they reacting to this?
I mean, I think they have recognized now that this is serious. And this took a while, to be honest, because they came from a rich tradition of being successful. And now they recognize this. And one move they are doing, which I think is definitely clever, is to localize, for example, their R&D to be more closer to the markets and to the requirements of local customers. You can see that, for example, in China, where companies are now developing and producing the cars in China for China, which is a big difference compared to before.
20 seconds left. What prospect of Chinese cars being made here in the UAE or perhaps across the border in Saudi Arabia?
I think we will see many more Chinese cars driving around here in the future because all of them have found this is an interesting market and they are trying to attack that market. So I think we will see more Chinese cars in the future.
But being built here?
Being assembled here maybe first and then afterwards maybe also being built here, yes.
Torsten, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much indeed for being with us. The thoughts of Torsten Lips, their partner at Beryls by Alex Partners. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.